right now on VFN TV. Can you imagine robots cooking your hamburgers? Well, it's happening. But also, we're going to get to experience what Mario Lopez did in Israel. Guess what? He went to right where Jesus was baptized, and he declared his faith in Jesus Christ, and he got baptized just like Jesus. It's a very powerful program right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
What's happening, man?
Man, I'm excited to be here.
Isn't it exciting to see what's happening in the entertainment mountain?
Yes. I mean, we just talked not too long ago about Justin Bieber getting married and wanting to be a godly husband and lead his family.
Dedicate his marriage to God.
Yes, it's a beautiful thing.
It really is. And now today, we're going to be talking about Mario Lopez. You may have known him. I know that it was my daughter's favorite show years ago called
Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell.
That was A.C. Slater he played.
A.C. Slater. But he is openly, you know, making a decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of his life. And he was in Israel. And if you go to Israel, you get a chance sometimes to go down by the Jordan River, and be baptized. And that's where John the Baptist baptized Jesus.
I was baptized there too.
Did you have your backpack when you were doing
that? No, didn't have a backpack, but I did get baptized.
Right. And it's just so exciting to see. And I want to encourage you, when you see people inside of entertainment coming out and talking about Jesus, you know, mentioning positive things about the kingdom and the king and expressing their faith, support them in this. This is huge because they have a huge platform. You know, we talked about in our previous program about Justin Bieber and what's happening because of his platform. And you know, if you only had that kind of platform to minister to that many people.
I know, it's gonna take it.
And so he just happened to be, you know, in Israel, he was there, and according to the reports right off of his actually Instagram that he was talking about it, and he's seeing, you know, baptism's taking place right there, and he's starting to talk about it. This is right here off of his Twitter. Take a look.
We are at the Jordan River, where John the Baptist baptized Jesus Christ. I'm about to get baptized. It's a beautiful day. Really cool Catholic priest is going to do me the honors, and there's a sermon going on right now, so I'm going to join these fine folks, and then, bam, take a dip. It's on.
Isn't that exciting to see, you know, just as what Jesus says, if you're ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. And so you have so many people that quietly profess their faith, but to see somebody like this step out and acknowledge Jesus Christ as the Son of God, only way to God, and his allegiance to the Lord, that's just a powerful thing.
Beautiful thing, especially in the environment and business area. He is Hollywood, not necessarily always Christian friendly.
Yeah, well, we talked about that in a little bit, as a matter of fact. So he asked this particular priest to be able to baptize him, and the first thing you would think about if somebody comes up to you, you know, you don't know necessarily. So the priest asked him very specifically about his faith and who Jesus was to him. And it's a powerful moment in time because it is truly, you know, a moment to witness, you know, Mario Lopez saying, yes, I acknowledge Jesus Christ as our Lord and he's my Savior. And I want to live my life for him. As a matter of fact, let's join him. This is Mario Lopez in Jerusalem, in Israel, on the Jordan being baptized. Let's take a look.
Mario is in the Jordan River, and he wanted to be baptized.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Mario, do you believe in Jesus Christ?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe that he is the Son of God?
Yes, I do.
Do you intend to serve him all your life?
Yes, I do.
Amen.
According to your testimony, we baptized you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful people here helping me. Thank you.
This is awesome. Wow. Just got baptized in Jordan River.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Where's my fashion coach? Yeah, yeah.
That daughter in English, I've been in
shoes,
yes. That was awesome. That was so cool, and I was so fortunate to meet these very nice people from Romania. And Father, oh, they sang the song for me and everything. Father Tota, I believe his name, is baptized me along with the other father. I don't know his name. That was very, that was moving. That was cool.
No turning back. No turning back. That's so powerful because now, so often, you know, people who were in the entertainment industry, they were held captive by people who controlled their profile and how they were presented. But now they have their own channels, they have their own media.
And their voice back.
Yeah, and they're able to begin to express their gifts. Obviously, their gifts are in entertainment and different things of that nature. But now we're finding out who they are. And he chose to use his platform to be able, at this point, you know, to be able to acknowledge the Lord.
It's so important because not just celebrities or anyone else, but we all have a platform to leverage.
Yes.
And I think everyone's going to be challenged more and more these days to use whatever platform they have to profess, you know, their love of the Lord.
And Mario, man, we appreciate that. It's just a blessing to our heart. And I hope other actors out there and people in the entertainment industry, you see that. You know, we all want to see your faith. We always want to see, you know, to be able to support you in that. And there's seven mountains of culture. One of those mountains is arts and entertainment. And God's called us to be able to disciple nations. Well, to do that, we have to be light in those mountains. And Mario's being light here.
Yes, he is.
Justin Bieber is being light. And some of the confessions that he has made as well publicly in his stand. And imagine if everybody, you know, goes to their workplace tomorrow, right now, they go to tomorrow, and starts being this bold for Christ. I mean, people are like, I didn't know you was a believer. You not like so many people who have a mic who are denying Jesus Christ as Lord and are denying God's existence. There are a few people, but they have a big mic. There's more people that acknowledge him.
That's right.
And more people that are for him and realize that he is the creator.
That's right.
And he did send his son and he does love you. And listen, if you haven't yet made the decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you know, we made that decision and we shared about our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. So you can meet God, the creator, our father, through his son, Jesus Christ. And that's what Mario was saying. Mario was saying, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. As a matter of fact, right now, if you haven't yet made the decision, you can make the decision that we've made and that Mario Lopez made, which is this. See, God so loved you, he so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. His son's name is Jesus. And what he did was, Jesus was born of a virgin and God is his father. He came from woman, but he lived a life in honoring God and loving us. And he lived a sinless life. And he did everything that the Father wanted him to do and didn't do anything wrong. He's just a very good son. And then, you know, he said, you know, Father, I'm willing to pay for the price for your sin and my sin. Because the sin had to be paid for. The price of sin was death. And we all sin. Every one of us has sinned and fallen short. And we needed Savior. We needed somebody to save us. And God says, I love you so much, I'll give you my son. I'll give my son on your behalf. So Jesus came and he lived a sinless life, but he also died on the cross to pay the price for your sin and my sin, for all sin. Anybody that says, I accept what you did on the cross for my sin, I want you to be the Lord of my life, to be my Savior, he receives your repentance, your desire to follow him. He forgives you as if you never sinned, and he accepts you into the family of God. He died on the cross for our sins. All the sins of the world was put on him. The punishment of our sins was put on him. And they put him in the grave, and on the third day, that's the day we call Easter, the third day, God rose him from the dead, and now he sits at the right hand of God, and he loves you. And what Mario did, he accepted everything that I told you. He acknowledged everything I just told you, and he said, Jesus Christ is my Lord, and I want to serve him all the days of my life. That is just awesome. So if that's you right now, I want you to pray with me right now. Let's just do what Mario did. Repeat this prayer after me. Dear Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. That's right. I acknowledge that you truly are the Son of God, that you came and you were born of a virgin. You lived a sinless life. That's right. And that you died for my sins. Forgive me, Jesus. Wash me, Jesus. Cleanse me, Lord. I want you to be the Lord of my life. Here I am. Just like Mario said, I'll serve you. I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. If that's you, if you just made that decision, welcome to the family of God. We have some information we want to be able to send you. Let us know so we can send that to you. And just like Mario, here we are in the family of God. We're so excited.
Welcome to the family.
By the way, and two, go to meetmyfather.org, and we have some details about the decision that you just made. And you also can share your testimony with us. Comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com if you've made that decision. We want to hear from you. Listen, John, what's going to come after this break?
When we get back from this break, we're going to be talking about why robots are not going to be taking over all of the jobs, but they may be cooking your next hamburger. Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
So now you got racists blaming each other. You got police blaming the people blaming the police. You got parents blaming children, children blaming parents. When are we going to seek his face? When are we going to turn?
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done.
On earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day
our daily bread.
Forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those
who sin against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom,
the power and the glory,
forever and ever.
Is religion banned in the workplace? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
The question was, did I send trainees on a training trip for a couple of weeks, and they are typically put together with roommates in hotels. I've had a trainee who, she likes to read her Bible and have quiet meditation time, and she's concerned that having a roommate would interfere with that.
When you have a situation like this, it depends on your policy. If the policy is for economic reasons that you have the employees have roommates, then she should have a roommate also, and she certainly can go to a quiet place in the hotel and study the Bible. You don't want to do anything to interfere with her sincerely held religious beliefs, her Bible study, or times of prayer. You should try to accommodate that, obviously. But I don't think you have to exclude your general policy of having roommates if that's the company's policy. As long as it's equally enforced, there should be no problem.
For more information about your rights in the workplace, visit us on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. Welcome back, John. If you missed our earlier part of our program, it was so encouraging to see Mario Lopez stand up, you know, and boldly in his own social media platform.
Yeah, Twitter.
To share about his faith, and we're just excited about that. And we want to encourage more actors to come out and to be able to share. You know.
Everyone in the entertainment industry, it's a beautiful thing. We've seen Justin Bieber, now Mario Lopez, and so many others, but this is your time to come out and let the world know how much you love the Lord.
I'd like to see some political leaders come out. You know, I remember I was in a particular meeting and everybody was asking the people that were running for office different questions, right? And they were asking different questions, and the way they were talking about Jesus and God is like, what do you, and then finally I just asked the question, I said, who is Jesus to you?
That's a good question.
That's a question that Jesus asked when he said, who do you say I am? And so it was interesting that the only one that was clear about who Jesus was, think about this, because everybody was pandering, but the one candidate who was, it was clear, and wasn't, the person wasn't mean or anything, was the atheist.
Wow.
They weren't hateful, but they were just very clear in what they said. They weren't, you know, they didn't believe in the Lord, but they didn't say anything negative. They said, this is how I want to lead, this is how I want to lead. But the ones who said they were believers, you're trying to find, what do you believe in? And it's like, people want to see you stand up and say, you know, this is what I believe in. You know, this is what, you know, I follow. I think about, you know, some of the people that are now our judges in the land, they're just openly saying things, and people are refreshed that people are just clearly saying, you know, what their faith is. I remember candidates years ago that ran for office, and they would hold up a yellow pad and say, this is what I stand for, A, B, C, D, E. I mean, just read it off. I know one particular one that's no longer in politics, but everybody voted this person in.
Wow.
But once he got to Washington, D.C., he wasn't that definite anymore, and he began to blur out, and it's like, wow, that's what happens, you know. And you try to, and the thing about it is, people are looking for decisive people, but definitely God's looking for decisive people, because you have to decide who your Lord is, who's your God. And the most important thing about you is what you think about God. Your eternity is based on what you think about God. Because if you don't think He is God, or you don't think that He sent His Son for you to die for you, then you aren't going to make a decision to accept Him as the Lord of your life. And eternity will be totally different from you, from somebody who actually thinks right about God in regards to, I need a Savior. God does love me, but there's a sin issue in my life, and that, but He dealt with a sin issue by sending His Son to pay for the price for me. So I want that access. That's the greatest demonstration of love of all. When somebody gives their greatest value of the one they love the most to pay the price for the one who's been the most unlovable of all of us, but He still loves us while we're yet sinner. He died for us. And so the only reason anybody wouldn't make that decision is a blatant disregard for wanting to be with God, or just deceived in not understanding that what forgiveness is and what love is and what God's plans are for you, that they're good. And so I want to encourage you, you know, stand up, you know, be, you know, if you're a father, you know, your faith should not be a secret to your family.
Come on.
You know, saying that you men don't talk much, you know, your family needs to know.
You better talk about that.
Who is God to you? They need to know who, and, you know, where's your attention? Is most of your attention to games and sports and work, but they don't ever see you crack a Bible or, you know, see you fellowship with other believers? Think about it. Your eternity, your eternity of your family, where they'll spend eternity, could be your decision as a father. I mean, you can't guarantee where they're going to turn out, but you can guarantee where they're going to turn out almost if you don't tell them anything about God.
That's right.
You know, so many children, you know, follow their fathers and what they do. Even children that never met their fathers still trying to follow an idea of what they thought their father was. And you can just make major impact on your family's life. So I encourage you, you know, to begin to just be bold, the way that Mario Lopez is bold about his faith, the way that other people are being bold, and just be bold, you know, about just saying, not religious and mean, you know,
no,
I'm talking about just saying.
Outspoken and livid.
Yeah.
Francis of Assisi said, preach the gospel all the time, but when necessary, use words.
That's good.
And so we need to live it. We need to live our faith in public.
Well, shifting and transitioning over here, I guess we can imagine now.
Yeah.
We talk about, you know, the industry, business is changing, the environment's changing, technology's changing. As a matter of fact, I remember Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talking about it at the APAC. When you look at the industries that were about 10 years ago, if you put this particular, you cue it up, back in 2006, these are the top 10 industries on your left right there in 2016. Now, these are the top industries, which means you're looking at, one was energy pretty much on the left and a couple technologies, but look to the right, everything's turning. That's 2016. Now we're way into 2018. You're going into 19, so you're looking at this all technicals, the way things are going,
it's
right
leading.
There. You know, Exxon, General Electric, you know, financial institutions,
Citigroup,
PetroChina.
Bank of America.
But then over here in 2016, Apple, you know, Google, Microsoft,
Amazon,
Facebook, China Mobile. And so you're looking, that's top 10 companies in the world in 2016. Now that's even shifted more. So to think this is not a small idea, the fact that robots are beginning to take over people's jobs, artificial intelligence. When you hear about AI, those are robots basically. Mm-hmm. You know, just computer technology that's doing something that humans used to do. As a matter of fact, here, they're fixing hamburgers, right?
Yes.
Tell us
about
it.
In fact, this comes from TechCrunch, and they talk about, are they going to these robots, and is it going to just change the workforce? And the article says, we live in an amazing times where driverless cars, drones delivering packages, and chatbots talking to us. And, you know, when you're typing in your computer and someone replies, it's not necessarily a person.
Right.
It's a chatbot that's talking to you.
You can
computer.
Find out about certain questions you ask
them.
Right.
Well, in fact, this entire thing of robotics, AI, artificial intelligence, is now being called the next industrial revolution.
Yes.
And it does not come without a lot of fear, but a lot about a large workforce losing its jobs and their means of making a living. The article continues to say that when the first industrial revolution hit, factories had a mass production drew workers out of the cities in droves, and that manufacturing put individual craftsmen out of business.
Right, so that happened during that time.
Right, so the fears are with this new artificial intelligence, are we going to lose a mass amount of people?
And the answer, we will definitely lose a lot of jobs, but they go on to talk about there's more going to be created.
Saying that with the artificial intelligence that more is going to be created. And you look at the pattern of history, I mean, the guy that was hand making the wheels is not making wheels anymore, you know what I mean? But he found something else to do. That's one thing about industrial people, that if you're working a job today and you stay employed, chances are that you're going to find another job. I was talking to someone the other day about how blessed America is. In other countries, you can't even get a loan. Philippines or some places in Africa, you know, they don't offer car loans. They don't offer mortgages. You have to have the entire money cash. Right. We have such a structure in America that the banks have confidence that even if you do lose your job over the next 20 or 30 years, we have faith that you can find another job in America at the same amount of money to make sure you can pay your obligations. We just live in a blessed land.
That's a blessed land.
That's a blessed land. Yeah. So believe it or not, in California, robots are making hamburgers. You gotta watch this.
We're here at Creator, a new BurgerBot restaurant with the founder, Alex, who invented this crazy machine we're standing in front of. Maybe you could tell us, how did you get into the idea of building a BurgerBot?
So I grew up flipping burgers, and parents got a restaurant. I've made maybe tens of thousands of burgers in my life, and when your job is to make something like 400 of the same burger every single day, you realize that there are a lot of opportunities to make it just a little bit better, except didn't have the means. So I thought, okay, if better kitchen tools help me make a much better product, why not just take that to infinity? And this is kind of like the ultimate kitchen instrument. We dispense sauce down to milliliter. We dispense seasoning down to gram. There's 11 sensors to watch the temperature of the beef and some AI to make sure we lock in the doneness. When we grind the meat, we literally align the meat and the patty to go along with your bite kind of vertically as your incisors come through, so you get a lot of advantage on the texture side of things.
So the burgers are tasty, and I'm absolutely surprised that they only cost $6. But my question is, what is this going to do for the future of work and all the people that already work in these kind of restaurants?
So, you know, I grew up making burgers, and that type of job is really close to my heart. And so I thought, okay, if I'm in a position where my job is to do something repetitive all day, how can I make a place of work where I can move from that into doing something that's either more creative or social? And so this place has a decent-sized staff, actually. We're paying everyone $16 an hour. On top of that, we're able to give people a 5% time, meaning 5% of the time on the clock, they're spending that reading a book or doing something that's going to benefit them in the long run, as opposed to what I was doing growing up, just doing this over and over all day. And so I think what we're going to see is an enhancement in terms of our collective skill set, moving into things that are just generally more fulfilling.
So that's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get a hamburger, but the fact that we can do that.
That wasn't appetizing. If you look away while they're making it, because the hamburger looked thick. There's something about human beings interacting with humans. Food's about relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, it's enough things happening right now to the very things that hinder relationship. And one of the things that helps relationship is fixing your food and coming together and sharing how you made it. And,
sure, it's a masterpiece, you know, really.
It really is, and that it's part of their life. And all of a sudden, if a machine makes it, it's really, it's probably convenient, but the whole thing, there's no interaction there.
No.
So you're gonna like hit two likes on your this and two posts over here, and then you're gonna push a button and your burger's gonna come out, and you're not gonna have any human contact at all. I think about this, you know, God created everything. He created the marketplace. He decided that we would actually barter and talk about, you know, you got talents and you create this, and I got talents and I create this, and I'll exchange some of my stuff for some of your stuff, and that in that marketplace, I mean, he established that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you pull the human element out of the marketplace, it's I mean, how in the world are you going to talk to me? How are you going to tell anybody about the goodness of God? And it really helps you think about how end times are going to be in regards to Revelation chapter 12 or 13, when he says that it's going to be an economy that is able to be tracked in such a way that you cannot buy or sell
without it.
Without that system. And as you can see now, it's something that we know, like he got extra ketchup on his burger. He got a burger, you know, and it just tracks you where you're spending. It's a, you know, if you're a Christian, you don't worry about that. What you want to know, you just want to be able to make as much impact as you can while you have this particular time in your life, because you're going to spend eternity with the Lord. You know, how what kind of impact you're going to have. So many people, and we talked about this in the Great Digital Divide, that they're so concerned, John, about, you know, somebody's going to know my stuff and they're going to know where I'm at. And God's going, I know where you're at. I know your
That's
stuff.
Right.
And I'm waiting for you to go tell somebody about me, you know, and that, yes, these systems are getting kicked in. And you know, once men are turned on to things to be able to make money, control people, they just go after it. And I can't think of his name right now, but you would know him if I talked about him. But he said, you know, once greed kicks in, once they realize they can make more money by controlling folks through technology, it just kicks in. The love of money. You either love money or you love God, but you can't love them both. And you can have money and love God, but if you can't have money and love God, then you have no money and you can love God. But you can't love God and love money. And so it's so important to understand that here we are this day when technology is taken over and it's almost a cashless society. God showed me that the paper money is going to be pulled up and taken away. It's pretty much now just people by permission are still allowing people to have it. But it wouldn't take much of a crisis where people say,
no,
we can solve the drug problem overnight. We can control every drug buy that possibly would happen. Why? Because it's a digital transaction taking place. That's why you have things like the Bitcoin and all that stuff going on. Listen, we want to know your thoughts about this. I mean, think about it. You know, you can be fearful or you can be faithful to understand, you know what, God, you knew this day was going to happen. You talked about it prophetically through your prophets. Help me to have the wisdom to follow your spirit during these days and what to do. This is what he says about the beast economy in the last days. He says, this requires wisdom. And this is what he says in the book of James. He says, anybody who asks God for wisdom will get it if you don't doubt. So you just ask God, God, I need wisdom for this. Guess what? God will give you wisdom. And then think about abiding with him. Abiding with him is hanging out with him. John chapter 15, Jesus says, we can't accomplish anything without abiding with him. You might want to do that and you don't have a plan. We've got a simple plan for you. It's at iabide.org. Get your simple plan today. Request it by email. We'll send it right to you right away at iabide.org. I want to be able to pray with you before we close out here. I just thank you so much. Comment below. We want to hear your thoughts on these electronic type hamburgers happening, all the things that are happening with Mario Lopez. Want to hear your thoughts? Comment below. We love to get your emails at friends@vfnkb.com. Talk to us. We love that. Thank you for your prayers and for your encouragement. Let me pray for you right now. Father God, I thank you for our audience, God. I just bless their families right now. Bless their marriages, God. I bless their businesses, God. I pray for wisdom, God, that you would give them wisdom during this day. We pray a blessing over Mario and what he's doing, Father God. Give him encouragement. We pray over all those in the entertainment mountain, Father God, that you would begin to stir their heart, Lord, and your kingdom would come, Lord God, to the entertainment mountain. We just ask this, Lord, and we also speak out by faith and declare, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.